Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
You can see sickness in the natural realm and speak it, or you can see healing in the spiritual realm and speak it. In fact, in Deuteronomy 30:19, he says, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that I put before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Then it says, choose life. That it'll go well for you and your seed, right? So we choose life. What is life? Life is the blessings, the promises of God. So don't look at the sickness. I don't look at the economy. I don't look at the corona. I don't look at the government situation. I don't look at all of what's going on in the world today. I get past that. I superimpose the spiritual realm over this nasty realm. And I start walking in that realm and I start getting the blessing from that realm. And you were never meant to go where you can't see. People that speak about, I'm broke, they are broke because they see themselves broke and they've gone to a place called broke. Yeah, I'm telling you right now. If you can't see yourself healed, you will not go there. I'll say that again. If you cannot see yourself healed, you cannot go there. Where can I not go? To a place called health and healing. Because I've got to see it. I'm designed to see it, to speak it, and to walk in it. So if I can't see myself healed, I hear the doctor's reports, I hear what the radio says, I hear what the TV says, all my family and friends and people around me, they're all speaking, all vying for my attention, and the devil, boy, he's just coming in there. He's coming in there. Didn't work for your auntie, didn't work for your cousin. Your mom died from it, you're going to die. And the first pain you get in your chest, especially if your parents had problems with the heart. Your DNA shifted. Your DNA changed the day you received Christ. Your bloodline was contaminated until you got Christ. And that bloodline you're now under is perfect. Your family tree was full of nuts, but now you got the tree of the cross. It's perfection. Just saying, isn't that true? If I have to go back and see my family, I sweet Jesus. Amen. If you can't see yourself stress-free, you will not go there. You got to see yourself walking down the beach, cool, everything's great. Praise God, I'm healthy. I've got finances, my children are good, and I'm stress-free. You've got to see yourself with it. When you see yourself with it, you will start to decree it. And when you decree it, God says, I watch over my word to perform. He doesn't watch over the devil's word. The devil performs it for you. He watches over his word. He will let you proclaim the devil's word all day because you've got freedom of choice. I'm sick, I'm broke, I'm miserable, you're no good. Look at this, no good, Nick. My children off the chain. And you just pour it out, verbal diarrhea. Yeah. Yeah, think of that. If you can't see yourself prosperous, you will not go there. Some of you have been so strapped for so many years, well, not in this church, other churches, so strapped for so many years that you made it, the month was longer than the paycheck. And so you were like scrambling at the end of the month. So many years, you're so caught up in the system of the world that you're staying in the world, the realm of seeing the natural, instead of getting out into the faith world and seeing the supernatural and coming up over it. But we get so caught up in the natural things of life that we are no good faithful children anymore. We're completely settled with what's in our lives. Some people, listen, don't settle for a sickness just because you can control it with a medication. Now, don't stop taking the medication. I've got to always give a disclaimer here. You don't stop taking the medication. But you start seeing, you start looking at the healing of Christ. And when you eventually get to see it in a rhema way, where you get a revelation of it, and you say, oh my God, I'm healed, boom. The doctor will say, you don't need that medication. You keep taking it because you're in the system now. So many of us are in the system of being broke. You think the system's designed for you to prosper? Do you think that what they've got going out there, I mean, your money's not even stable. There's no gold backing it. We're on the fiat system, which means there's nothing backing your money. Nothing backing your money. Nothing. Now they're going to go into cryptocurrency, one world governments and one world currencies and one world religion. It's all coming down the pike. So you better be in some spirit of faith now. Amen or oh me. If you can't see yourself victorious, you will not go there. If you can't see yourself in the house that you're believing or you want, you will not go there. If you cannot see yourself in the car, you will not go there. If you cannot see you in your own business successful, you will not go there. If you can't see yourself in a great relationship, you will not go there. If you can't see yourself addiction free, you will not go there. Where to? Freedom. You've got to see what God has promised rather than what the devil's showing. And it's a process. It takes a bit of work. It takes a little bit of effort. But God said, fight the good fight of faith. This is the fight of faith. And you're not going to be victorious if you don't have a fight. I'm victorious, Pastor, over what? I don't know. You've got to have something to be victorious over, right? Well, the devil's coming all the time, trying to slap you on the side of the head. When you go to sleep at night, some of you lie with your eyes open like this. You need medication to make you sleep. And then you need medication to get you up. We're like, yo, Christians. I'm not joking. I'm not making light of it. There are many people that are living from hand to mouth and medication to medication. There are people that don't need the medication that they're living on. And they take 3 times a day. And in case they forget, because they're forgetful now. John 3:3. Watch here. I assure you and most solemnly say to you, unless a person is born again, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, sanctified, he cannot ever what? Amen. He cannot ever what? See and experience the kingdom of God. So the first form of business is you got to get saved or else you can't do what we're talking about. That's why it said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Now the word of my testimony. So if you're a born again child of God, you can see the way the kingdom operates. How many of you can see that the kingdom operates different to this world? The kingdom says, if you want to give it, if you want to have it, give it away. That's opposite to the way the world believes. Amen? And so you've got to understand that once you're born again, you've been renewed, you've been sanctified, now you can see and you can experience the kingdom of God. So when you got born again, you got something inherent inside of you. You got something supernatural inside of you. And they call it discernment. Discernment means I can see in another realm. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know, a prophetic word spoken by a true prophet, they're hearing it from another realm. They're not getting it from this realm. They're hearing it from the realm of the Spirit, the heavenly realm. Amen. So the day you became born again, you got this inherent ability to hear and see the things of God. That's why the Bible says people that are not born again cannot know the truth because they're spiritually discerned. They don't have the Holy Spirit, so they can't. They cannot see the truth. And that's why they can pass laws that are, even to animals would say, wow, that's crazy. But they don't see it wrong. Why? Because they're spiritually discerned. They're not in the kingdom of God. I'm telling you, Pastor, how can you say that? They may be Christians. Well, the Bible says you judge by the fruits. So what fruit are they producing? Is it godly or is it ungodly? What are the chances then? And it's not up to us to decide. It's up to God. He knows who is and who isn't. But I do know this. In the end of times, when we're standing in front of him, he's going to say, you, I never knew. Get out. He's going to separate the goats from the sheep. Listen, listen. And those goats are going to say, but Lord, I prophesied in your name. I laid hands on the sick for you. I gave and I visited people in the prisons. I was really good to people. And he's going to say, get away from me. I never knew you. Come on. Who's going to say I prayed and I gave and I was doing for you? People who call themselves Christian. And he says, I'm going to say, get away. I never knew you. This is a fearful thing. You know what the problem is? You know what the big problem is? We don't have a reverential fear for God anymore. There is no fear for God. We cover our sin, we hide our sin, we don't expose it, we rather hide it. The world displays theirs, we hide ours. And when there was sin in the camp, people died. Just saying. All right. So, we're talking here now, if you can see and visualize in a spiritual state. In the spiritual state, now listen, in the spiritual state, there is no mass, no matter, no time, and no space. Amen. Think about that. The spiritual realm is no mass, time, space, or matter. Correct? Amen. That's why God is not limited by anything. Because he's everywhere. Amen. There's no time, and there's no space, and there's no matter. Right. Amen. So we find it a little bit difficult because we're living in a natural state. But God said, no, learn to step into the natural, into the spiritual realm and see the way I see. That's why I said, my ways are not your ways and my thoughts are not your thoughts. But we can get our thoughts to line up with his. It says, by the renewing of your mind in Romans 12, 2. Don't be transformed to the world and its way of thinking and the natural realm, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So when we renew our minds to the fact that the kingdom of heaven has neither time, space, or matter, then we can say, okay, in that case, where is the kingdom of heaven? What did Jesus say? The kingdom of heaven is where? It's in you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation, to send the gospel into the world. Please pray for a robust revival in our nation that we may honor this covenant in God's perfect